Welcome to the KRMG Union High School Football Halftime.
Brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union and Matt McCoy State Farm.
Welcome back to Broken Arrow High School, where Union leads by a score of 27 over the Tigers here at the half. Rick Corey with Zach Jones, and down on the field is our man, Doc Blevins, and he's got a special guest. Doc?
Well, I have about as special a guest as you can have at Union. That is our superintendent, Dr. Kurt Hartzler, who, if I call him coach every once in a while, as I go back to when he was a young basketball coach at Union, and I want to just compliment you on something. I believe it was about 2014. We had a reunion going on, and a bunch of guys that played basketball for you decided to have a inter-squad, like, alumni game, and you showed up to watch it, and that meant so much to every one of those guys, including the two we had to take to the hospital for getting knee injuries.
Well, I tell you, I've been very blessed to be a part of an amazing district now, starting my 33rd year, Doc. And I tell you, it's just, I say this all the time, that our kids are amazing. We've got great schools, and obviously the state of Oklahoma. It's just, we're going through some pretty rough times right now financially. And I'm just remaining hopeful that we're gonna correct that.
Well, hopefully there will be a special session and something will happen to free some funding up or something, but I know that it would be a lot better if you guys were fully funded right now.
Well, it certainly would. I mean, you know, we're also, I want to let parents know this too, that I don't know of any school in the state that's going after this thinking, well, we're not adequately funding, so therefore we're not going to create a quality educational program for their kids. Contrary to that, we're doing amazing things with certainly the funding that we're getting. We've just got to quit, you know, not adequately funding schools.
Well, I think all of us agree with that, and hopefully the people that meet in Oklahoma City are getting that also. One thing I like about what I see you doing, you know, we've talked about the Carrera program on our interviews before, but the demographics are changing socioeconomically. There's different things, but you are proactive in saying we're going to make sure every kid not only has a quality education, but has the opportunity to really learn and share in the American dream, you know, and I like what I'm saying.
Well, Doc, you're right. You know, all districts go through certain demographics changes, but, you know, that doesn't mean that things, you lower your standards or your quality when those things happen. As a matter of fact, what's happened 6 years ago, we launched this audacious graduation goal of 100%, knowing that to be able to do that, we would have to shore up and increase the amount of social, the emotional, and academic support that we provided our kids. And we've done that, but not only that, our kids have stepped up unlike anything I've ever seen before. Our kids are performing better academically today, and they're more engaged than they were when I started, again, 32 years ago.
Are we getting close to that 100% mark?
You know, we're not there yet. Our cohort graduation rate remains one of the highest in the state of Oklahoma. We're at 90%. We've got a ways to go, but you know, that's going to continue to be our goal. We're not going to back down from that.
Well, I learned of a position that you have, and I just asked you the name of it and then forgot of it. That's okay. A friend of mine just applied and got a position with a couple of the elementary schools, and his job is essentially coordinating after-school programs, but also hooking kids and families up with the social services that can possibly meet some needs that they may have and they're not able to meet.
Well, absolutely. And what he's doing, that is our community schools coordinator that we have. At Union, one of our core philosophies is a community schools philosophy, which basically means that, you know, the school isn't just for the students throughout the day. It's for the community. And one of the ways that we can increase that level of personalization that we know is key to make sure our kids stay with us and they graduate on time, again, is to connect our community, our business partners, certainly our faith-based communities and organizations to be a part of our mission as well.
Well, that's an awesome thing, and he told me that this week he had been helping get school supplies together. There's a lot of churches and others that supply that for people, but not everybody knows it's available, and just to make sure, because, you know, when I was a kid, it was a Big Chief tablet and a blue number two Laddie pencil and a set of crayons. It's a little more than that today.
Well, it certainly is, but, you know, I tell you, I just want to remind all of us in Oklahoma that we have great schools, and certainly our schools belong to the communities, and we just have to remember that our schools, if you really think about it, all of them are a microcosm of society. So, you know, if we want a thriving economy, and we want a quality of life that we also desire to have, not only for ourselves but also our kids and our grandkids, then we've got to continue again to invest more adequately than we have been. Oklahoma right now, we're last in the region in per pupil funding. We're also last in the region in teacher pay. Those two things we've got to correct, and it's not, I don't buy the fact that we're a poor state. We're not. We're the top five oil producing state in the nation. You can't be a poor state and be the top five oil producing state in the nation.
Well, I agree with you, and hopefully we'll see some changes in that area. Okay, let's get to the important stuff. We got to talk a little bit about athletics. I know the last time we talked, or a time ago, there was work being done on seeing what we want to do about the football stadium and looking at stadiums elsewhere. How far along are we there? What are we looking at?
We've been doing a lot of visioning, certainly with our architects. We set aside a couple $1 million from the 2017 bond issue for architectural services. As you can imagine, there's a lot of vetting that goes into the design process, a lot of calculating, and just a lot of visioning and a lot of dreaming, really. This is more than just going to be a stadium renovation. First and foremost, it's a high school classroom, fine arts, and then stadium renovation. We're out of space at the high school. Our fine arts has been booming over the last 5 years. Over 90% of our kids are involved in fine arts, and so we've got to have more space for them. So when we do this renovation, it's going to be a multi-year renovation, certainly because we've got to put in a new press box and then also put in a lot of new classrooms for fine arts.
Well, so that is another bond issue or two away before we actually start building on that. And one thing people don't understand either, most of the newer facilities are made out of aluminum or whatever. Ours is made out of concrete, and you don't just start moving concrete around.
You know, we've learned that lesson, and I have to credit my predecessors, even going back to Dr. Jarman and then from Dr. Jenny to Dr. Burden. It's a lesson that you learn when you've been in a district over time. You make sure that when you build it right, because it's going to pay off in the long run.
Well, I remember the controversy when they built that great big stadium at that little tiny school, and today we fill it and are looking to do a few more things with it. Do you, so far we have been able not to cut sports as far as I know of with the, am I right or wrong about that?
No, you're exactly right. And I tell you, as long as I'm here, and I tell you, we've got an amazing Board of Education, we recognize the relationship between a successful student and an engaged student. So, you know, that would be one of the areas that it would be very painful for me to ever recommend a cut to any of our fine arts, speech and debate, drama, and athletic programs. Those are really an extension of our classrooms, and our kids need that more than ever before.
Well, thanks for being with us at halftime. We're going to come back and expand that lead and take care of business here today. And I'm sure, and looking for a really great team this year. I want to mention that I just found out we have seven guys on the team that were members of the state championship track team, and seven who got medals in either individual events or the relays. So track and football are kind of helping each other right now.
Well, certainly. We've got some speed on the field. I'm kind of ready for us to open them up a little bit here, but hopefully that'll happen in the second half. But also, Doc, congratulations, a birthday today, I think, as well.
Well, my birthday was when we played at South Lake last year, and then this year it's here, but the cheering section sang happy birthday to me. That's most people ever at once saying happy birthday to me.
That's great.
Thanks for being with us. We'll send it back up to Rick.
Thank you very much, Doc Levins. And, yeah, happy birthday to that guy right there who has been a part of this program since dirt was invented. We are at the half in Union leads, Broken Arrow by a score of 20-7. We'll come back. The second half will kick off. We'll give you the stats and also hear from the head coach next on Redskins Football from KRMG.
The Sputter behind Jiffy Lube at 51st and Sheridan is a hidden gem and the greatest locally owned steak restaurant in Tulsa. The Sputter is family owned and operated. In fact, Mama Kim is probably in the kitchen right now making a dessert just for you. But you really need to go try their steak. If it's been a while, go back. If you've never been, you've got to try it. Make plans to get to the Sputter. You can see the menu at thesputter.com, but it's better to see the steak right in front of you. The Sputter, hidden behind Jiffy Lube at 51st and Sheridan.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 30 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
30 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service.
Affordable financing and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us at Classic Chevy Owosso on Facebook showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Classic Chevrolet in Owosso. Visit us online at ClassicChevrolet.net.
There's an ugly rumor going around that Dino's tire and wheel is expensive.
Well, that's just not true. Tina Tightwad was in there last week and got four new tires for under $199.
Everyone gets a great deal at Dino's Tire and Wheel, even those big 22s. Next thing you know, they'll be saying that Dino is serving lug nuts on a silver platter.
Take it easy, Big Gregor. Watch your blood pressure. And yes, he does have lug nuts, spacers, and lots of other accessories. But he's best known for his deals on wheels and tires that fit any budget.
Financing, too, on hundreds of brand-name black or chrome wheels for your cars and trucks.
Even that mom will will take on a whole new look with new wheels from Dino's Tire and Wheel.
Why, last week I bent and cracked my wheel and Dino fixed it.
Yes, it's about the only place you can get that fixed. So, for the best price and great advice, it's Dino's Tire and Wheel, conveniently located off I-244, just between Yale and Sheridan on Admiral.
So, what's the meeting about?
I don't know, but the last time the boss called an emergency meeting like this, we... here she comes.
Folks, I skipped nap time for this, so I'll be quick. This quarter is shaping up to be worse than last quarter.
Well, we could get a big, giant inflatable...
You say gorilla, and I'm gonna throw my chocolate milk at you. Folks, we need customers. Can somebody tell me why my competitors come up on the top of the list when I search for our business?
Ma'am, I had some agencies send us some proposals with some nice packages.
I don't need packages. I need answers. Who can give me solutions? So it's like that, huh? Okay, I'm holding my breath until someone gives me solutions.
Uh-oh, how long can she do that?
I don't know, but she's turning red.
You need answers? We have solutions. Local Solutions. Sign up for a free digital marketing assessment at coxlocalsolutions.com. coxlocalsolutions.com.